wind it down, the final segment of the final Paul Harris show. Before I go, I have to give my thanks to Tim Weiland and Max Foisy, who have put up with my ranting and raving every Friday afternoon for quite a long time. And I appreciate that. And also the many, many previous Fridays in which I worked with Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. That was a great pleasure. And thanks to all of you for making my Fridays fun for me to look forward to, in addition to doing the show.
Same here, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you for involving us.
Now, I was thinking this morning about what I was going to say in my last segment here, and I thought back to something that a guy said to me in 1984. I was doing a morning radio show in Hartford, Connecticut at WHCN, and my newsman slash partner on that show was a guy named Gary Horn. And Gary and I were approached by a radio station in Boston, Massachusetts, WHTT, Hit Radio 103. We were approached to do the morning show there. And so we put together an audition tape and sent it off to the program director. His name was Charlie Quinn. And Charlie liked it and called us, and we talked. And he said, okay, I got to send this up to management. They were owned by CBS. I got to send this up to management and see what they say. And we didn't hear anything for several days. And then several days turned into a couple of weeks. And I called him, and Charlie Quinn didn't return my calls. And I thought, okay, well, we're not getting that job. And I finally got through to him, and he said, I would like to hire you, but the guy in New York, Bob Vanderhaden, won't let me. And I said, what's the problem? He said, you'll have to ask him. I said, okay, give me his number. And I got the number of this guy, Bob Vanderhaden, at Black Rock in New York, the big CBS headquarters for the world. And I dialed him, and he answered the phone, and he was already being a jerk just the way he answered the phone. He didn't know I was calling. I wasn't put through by a secretary. I got right through to him because Charlie had given me the direct line. And to make this incredibly long story much shorter, I said, what's the problem? And he said, I don't like you guys. I don't know why you have a job now. And I'll tell you this, you'll never make it in big market radio. That was 1983. This is 35 years later. Bob Vanderhaden's long dead, and I'm still doing big market radio.
Yeah.
So don't believe it. The message here is don't believe it when anybody in power who's on a big power play themselves tells you you can't do whatever job they don't think you can do. Keep at it and keep working on it. And eventually you'll get somewhere. The other thing I think back on is when I was a college kid, I mentioned earlier in the show that I went to school to become a computer scientist. And that didn't work out because I found radio. After 3 years of college, I decided I was going to leave the business to take my first commercial radio job, which I did in April of 1978. But first, I had to tell my parents, who were paying for college, that I was leaving to go take a $90 a week job. Now, I'll tell you this, as a father of a young woman who went through college that I paid for, if she had come to me and said, I'm going to quit college to take a $90 a week job, or whatever that equivalent in dollars today is, I would have said, you are not quitting college. This is not even a discussion we're going to have right now. You can quit right after graduation. But for some reason, my parents actually said, well, it's obvious that he really wants to do this, and so we're going to let him. And for that, I will forever be thankful. And the last thing I want to say I'm thankful for is the woman who came to work at that radio station in Hartford, WHCN, on Valentine's Day, 35 years ago. We fell in love. We moved in together. We eventually married. We eventually had that daughter. And we are still together today, 35 years later. I love you, Martha. And I thank the rest of you for your support and for listening through all these years. See you down the road.